Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Football Wednesday here at Idaho Sports. The media polls are out. And we are going to talk about those. Let's kick it off at the 5A level. No big surprise, really. Coeur d'Alene still comes in at number one. I think everybody expected that. Eagle High School comes in number two. Number three is Highland out of Pocatello. Coming in at fourth is Capital. And rounding out the top five is Madison, having a surprisingly good year this year. Others receiving votes in the 5A, it's Lewiston, Mountain View, Rocky Mountain, and Centennial. Headed on down to the 4A level, not much changed here. Blackfoot still number one, BK number two, Middleton three, Pocatello four. Boy, they're getting banged up. Lots of injuries over at Pocatello so far this year. And Bonneville comes in at number five. Others receiving votes at the 4A level, Emmett, Minico, Skyview, Caldwell, Columbia, and Canyon Ridge. That's kind of a surprise. 3A level, no big surprise here. Fruitland and Shelley battled out for number one. Fruitland comes in at number one. They have eight first-place votes. Shelley comes in at second with four first-place votes. Then it goes Gooding, Timberlake, and American Falls rounds out the top five. Go Beavers! Others receiving votes in the 3A poll, Sugar Salem, Teton, Priest River, South Fremont, Snake River, and Weezer. 2A level, no surprise here at all either. Grangeville number one, Firth two, Declo 3, Marsing 4, and Salmon comes in at number 5. Now, some people are not happy about Declo's easy preseason schedule. They're saying Declo's a paper tiger. I don't believe it. I think Declo is always a solid program, and that's been proved year after year after year. So if I had a vote, I think Declo would be number 3 for sure. Others receiving votes at the 2A level, Soda Springs, Napa Christian, and Aberdeen. 1A, Division 1, Hagerman number 1, Kamei 2, Butte County 3, Grace 4, Potlatch 5. Not a lot of argument there at the 1A Division 1 level. 1A Division 2 level, we see a change. Dietrich takes over from Lighthouse Christian as the number 1 school. Lighthouse moves down to number 2 with a record of 2-1. Of course, they lost to Grace, and that's why they have dropped to the second spot. Coming in at third is Cary, then Garden Valley, and Kendrick rounds out the top 5. Others receiving votes, Salmon River, Camas County, Castleford, Rockland, and Clark Fork. So that's how the media poll looks for football so far in week 3. What do you think of the polls? Give me some feedback. Jeff@idahosports.com. Jeff@idahosports.com for your feedback. I don't think there's a lot to argue about. I don't think you could go against any of those polls. They seem pretty accurate to me. I know a lot of people think Declo might be a paper tiger this year, but I disagree with that. Keep it on the topic of football. We have a lot of good action coming up on idahosports.com. For tomorrow night, Century at Skyline. We have that game right here, idahosports.com. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. On the 14th, big slate of games here. Burley taking on Minico. Eagle at Centennial. Madison at Idaho Falls. It's Meridian going up against Rocky Mountain. Nampa at Twin Falls. New Plymouth taking on Parma. Go Pilgrims. And Timberline taking on Mountain View. And Valley View at Capital. We even have football this Saturday. It's the Idaho Classic up in Moscow at the Kibbe Dome. Going to be a lot of great football up there this weekend. We have Sequoia out of California taking on Lewiston. WF West out of Washington taking on Lake City. Skyline Washington against Coeur d'Alene. And Sutter of California playing Clarkston, Washington. Lots of good football at the Kibbe Dome up in Moscow. And you can only watch those games at idahosports.com. Still time to get your Gridiron Game Picks in this week. Just go to idahosports.com, click on the Gridiron Game Picks, and get those picks in. And you too can battle against the so-called experts at idahosports.com. Paul Kingsbury of Idaho Sports coming in at number 2. So Paul is the man. He is an expert. I am way down at number 36. Matt Harris, number 45. Gary Jones, the oldest broadcaster in the U.S. currently right now, he comes in at 61. And little Scotty Burton is number 73. Oh, but pulling up the rear is Lauren Jensen at number 85. Well done, Lauren. You do us proud here at idahosports.com. Just kidding, because we love. That'll do it for the podcast today. Have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk with you Thursday morning. Don't forget, this podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.